Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 US 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 US 19, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry and Holiday at 1832 US 19 at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Yeah, who's my guest? Bobby.
Well, that was used for when you have co-hosts and fill-in hosts. And
yeah, I thought there was going to be two guys showing up here today, and I actually didn't give a courtesy phone call, which I should have.
Well, now there's
and
only
I lost
two guys
my
here.
Cell phone because it got put in water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm waiting on one to come. It's like one of those things where maybe you're better off just going to the Boost itself, getting it right there, right? Or you can get it through the system, and it's like half the price.
My last two phones I had to have mailed because they just weren't in stock.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. They upgraded me.
Well, that's nice of them.
Which is a cool thing. So, National Auto, Rick.
Really?
You know what he does?
What does he do?
He brings sunshine wherever he goes. You know, you think your National Auto on 49th Street, you think to yourself, okay, they're going to fix your car, you know? You can't stay in business as long as they have unless they have trust. To me, they get a 5-star rating. I wish I had my glasses on, too, but they're at 7860 49th Street North in Pinellas Park. Rick, he's the man who brings sunshine, National Auto. And I just want to tell you, Rick, you're a great guy to deal with. And I don't know why. Like certain people you just talked on the phone, you know they care and they have your best interest and they have this trustworthiness that you feel. That's Rick at National Auto on 49th Street North. And that's 7860 49th Street North, Pinellas Park. The phone number is 727-546-6165. And they're trusted approval with AAA Auto Repair. They also are ASE certified, and something they also have financing available. It's just amazing. I don't know. Like, there's just some companies you walk in, your gut just tells you right away you're dealing with experts.
That's the place.
National Auto on 49th Street North, 7860 49th Street North, Pinellas Park, and ask for Rick. And if it's cloudy out, Rick will break the clouds. And underneath those clouds, he gets rid of them, and Rick brings sunshine. So what else have we got going on, Bobby? Do you want to hear a song?
I'm going to get you in here from the perfume shop in like 5 minutes, in like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. That's very good. So what is it important in life to know about? What stops people?
All right.
I can tell you what stops me. Hello, Tammy. You know, self-pity, right? I've been studying this self-pity stuff, right? And then people that are in self-pity do not want to be loved. I was, like, surprised to find that out. So it's like an addiction, like alcohol or, like, drugs. People can be addicted to self-pity, right? And how you can tell if someone's in self-pity is they're going to punish you. Because their expectations are so down. And the thing that can bring someone out of self-pity is desire and imagination. So if your imagination, like you just came up with, you can't be in self-pity and have imagination on how to increase the pages. They call that imagination. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, I am. I'm listening. It sounds very cool.
Hey, Ann. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Yeah, so people that are in self-pity, which is me, right? I'm talking about me.
Oh, a pity party.
A pity party. You know, it's like, pour me a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So a pity party, right? So I get that way sometimes. But I will say this, is that I'm happier for longer periods of time more often.
Yes.
But I have my points. It was last week where I was very weak. And I guess men don't want to say this. There's a thing about men, how they share what's going on in their lives.
Moment, please.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hold one moment, please?
Sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
I guess that's... Say now I'm in self-pity. She put me on hold.
No, because I'll tell you why. She has some customers who just came in, so I told her she could put us on hold while she takes care of her customers.
Well, no. We come first.
Oh, shut up.
But like,
but
even looking...
That's Ann, guys, from the perfume shop down in Pinellas Park.
Okay, what... So I'm going to ask you, what product is that right there?
Prada.
And which one's that?
Prada for women. The other one's Prada for men.
And what's that?
Herrera.
Herrera. Where's Gucci or... And can someone... Do you think most people... Like, Bobby, if you looked at those bottles, right?
Right.
Would you know what brand they are by looking at the bottles from that far away?
If they were colognes, I would.
But you would?
But perfumes, not so much.
Would you know what a Prada bottle looks like just by looking at the bottle if you didn't have the name?
Have an idea. No, I don't think.
No, and I don't. I mean, I can only go... Like, if you looked at that bottle, right? If I can actually have you look at it, I don't know what it is, right? And, like, how I seen it was there was an ad to sell this product. You know those online ads, like, where you can skip whatever on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
And what they did exactly what we did, but the only difference they did is almost half the size it said Prada. So then underneath, the bottles were smaller than what the name was. So someone like me that doesn't know, you would know, that's Prada, that's Gucci.
Well, if you look above, right where the bottles all are.
You would have to.
It says Prada, Tira Mugler, Burberry, Carolyn Herrera, Estee Lauder, Marc Jacobs, Giorgio Armani, Calvin Klein, and many. They carry everything, so it's like you can't list everything.
But what you can do is above the name, put Prada. I'm just telling you, that's what they did on the TV commercial. And it's like, they say creation begins with imitation. And what happened is Ben Franklin was an inventor. And people were taking his inventions, even that he patented, and he made them. They made them better and started selling them. Multiple products that Benjamin Franklin invented. And they asked Ben Franklin, they said, well, how do you feel about people taking your inventions and making them better and making a profit off it? And do you know what his response was? Creation begins with imitation.
Yes, because he did the same thing with some of his products.
Right. So what happens is I saw the commercial, and then I saw half the commercial was the size of the bottle, but then much bigger and bolder, and even like Spug was saying Prada, was saying Gucci. And then you know what also they said? They said 90% off retail, right? And then I went to look at their site, and guess what they do on their site? They put the name. And then they'll say how much it is and how you can click here to order it. Like one of the bottles was $105, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have
mm-hmm.
you ever bought any product here?
Absolutely.
Okay. With who?
Ann and Mona.
Okay, good. And how much have you bought there, would you say?
Recently, in the last few months.
No, just
probably
ever.
Four or five. Not ever, because I've been shopping there for a minute, but... Just Hello. Say in the last 6 months, like, I don't know, five bottles or six.
Wow. He's back.
Wow.
Hey,
did
Ann.
You know that, Ann, that Tammy bought over five or six bottles from you?
Yes, she has a collection.
We talk about it.
Come here and do have a collection.
Yeah.
Right, so that's why I think the most important line in your ad is that you make, where I'm going, you make your customers for, thank you, customers, for your loyalty.
Oh, well, of course.
I just wanted to say something with you.
Yeah, my sisters and I have been in the perfume business, even my sister's husband. We started out at the Wagon Wheel Flea Market. And then from there, we went on to the retail stores. And prior to that, I was in South Florida and did wholesale. And my sisters and I decided to join with a retail store.
Hold on, don't.
Oh, just a minute, please.
Sure.
Wow. See that? She's busy. The ad's working. But my point is that with this, is seeing the ad where creation begins with imitation, that it's not even my idea. Like the smallest print in the ad, right? The smallest print, if you take all print size, right? The smallest print is where the product name is. And they're all grouped together, too. They don't even have their own life. So when I look at this ad, I don't see Prada. I don't see Gucci. What I see is bottles. Now, Tammy knows perfumes. My point is she bought five or six of them. So what you do is, like, when you put an ad together, you got to think, can I say this? And it's going to sound self-defecation, whatever that word is. But, you know, it's going to be embarrassing to say this. By me being stupid, and I hate to say it that way, but to be reality of it, is by me being stupid sometimes, like, if I said, Ann, you there?
Yes, just a moment, please. I'm sorry, another customer came in.
Oh, it's all right.
It's okay.
I apologize.
Hey, Ann, just real quick. Oh. Tell Denise to come in.
All right.
No, stay here. That's fine. That's, like, if I, I'm going to just try this. I'm going to make an appointment. And watch her, like, if I said, come on, if I said Earthling to you, you're in the computer world, right?
I'm in the computer all the time.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, your deal. Do you know what the word Earthling means?
Yes.
Do you know, right, Bobby? We already asked. Do you know? So if I put the ad together for Earthling, what does Earthling mean to you? Just say I know or don't know. Just say it into the mic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. So I did this ad for Earthling, right?
Okay.
And guess, hopefully, maybe. Floyd, come here. Watch. I'm going to ask you a question. This is a crazy way of doing a show. Do you know what the word Earthling means?
No, I don't.
So if you saw an ad for Earthling at $49, you wouldn't know what it is?
No, I have no idea what it is.
Would you?
No, I don't.
Okay. So all I'm trying to do is, so I'm arguing with my graphic artist because I didn't know what it was even though I sold the ad. Who's that?
That is Megan from Maple Lanes.
Well, oh man, finally, Megan.
Hi there.
Hi there. Ann, you still there?
Ann is helping a customer right now.
Okay, well, good. Can I ask you a question? A trivia question. You ready?
I'm ready.
What does the, if I did an ad for Earthling and it said $49 a month, what is Earthling?
Earthling at $29 a month.
Oh, $49. Do you know what do you know what Earthling means?
I don't.
Thank you. And then I'm told by my, see, this is why me being stupid, I'm going with this. My graphic artist said, you should know. Everybody knows. So we just asked three people, and all three said, no, I don't know what it is.
I can take a wild guess if you want me to.
Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess.
Okay, well, this is going to be,
home security.
Okay. Home security? No. Okay. You get a guess.
Okay, now, this is a wild guess now. So
hello?
So Earth and Link, something that's linking us to the Earth?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so now, see, no one knows.
Okay.
So here, I'm in an argument with, I'm not even going to say your name, right. But I'm in an argument with someone. You know what it is? Internet service.
You never met anybody with an at earthlink.net email address?
No.
Yeah, I can't.
No. So the bottom line, are you there, Megan?
Yeah. I'm here.
You're in the middle of my argument. You were not even promoting Maple Lanes.
Ann is here,
Ann's here, and everybody. I just want to make a point. So then, like, I'm looking at her ad. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, I'll do you right. Megan, do you mind? Can you just, like, let me go on this tangent for 30 seconds?
Oh, my gosh. 30 seconds is all you got.
Go for it. Okay. Tell me what brand that is.
Maple Lanes?
No, tell me what brand of what perfume is that?
What Earthling?
Right here.
You've lost me.
He's asking someone in studio to look.
Do
at
you
a
know?
Picture.
Look at all the bottles and tell me which one you know.
CK.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
Can't tell. Can you tell?
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
Tell me which bottle this, because this is a name for this particular brand. There's a name for it. Do you know what the bottle is, Mike? Say yes or no.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what? Because the only reason I got this is it's like doing. Megan, can you imagine doing a bowling? We actually did. You're not even going to believe this. We had a guy standing there with a bowling ball where you couldn't see the bowling ball. Right?
My gosh! Can we talk about something positive?
No. This is positive. Mm-hmm. This is positive. This is the make and break of a company that's 40 years in the business should know that if you, and then if you did an ad for someone that it didn't work, then you don't run the same ad. Yep. Right? If someone said, your ad, hey, this didn't work. Okay, let's just run the same ad all over again or fix the ad. What's wrong with it? All I'm saying is here, this should have Prada on top, Gucci, whatever the name of the product is, should have been real big print. So I just asked two people, do you know the name of the bottles? And they said no. So what do you see here? Do you see Gucci? Do you see Prada?
No, not at all.
Okay. Anyhow, it's just frustrating, like, for someone that's an expert to be in a field. Like, Megan, what is the toughest thing about running Maple Lanes?
You know, there's not too much. It's a fun family atmosphere, so I don't struggle with.
Okay, back to this perfume thing.
Oh my goodness!
Can I ask you a question, Megan? I want you to be. We're going to do a survey with you. Ann, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so let me just do this with you here, Ann, and I'm doing this on radio. What would be good? Because you, what would be better? Free gift with the purchase? Or free Gucci perfume with a purchase? Which one do you think would work better?
If you provide the free Gucci perfume, then sure, but we usually offer a free gift.
Yeah, but it's a little vial. Don't you put a vial, give a vial of Gucci that's valued at $10?
We also do, we offer miniatures, different promotional items that we get.
Right, and they're $10, right? Approximately to you, value?
At least.
Right, and then you said, I asked you the value of the gift, and you said $10 the last time. So all I'm saying is, instead of saying free gift, right, say free Gucci perfume. It's the same value.
You can't say free Gucci if you can't offer that. If it's different perfumes that you're going to be giving, people are going to be expecting Gucci, and then they'll be upset if they don't get it.
But if she has it, like they give her little sample vials, right, that she can give away as a gift, it's a promotional item. And what it is, it's a free Gucci little vial or perfume.
We have different products that we promote, not specifically Gucci.
Okay, then we can do it better. We can say free Prada or Gucci perfume, right? Doesn't that sound better than just saying free gift?
I would say a free perfume with purchase.
Right. Okay, that's good too. Up to a $10 value. Right, and it's a sample size. I'm just trying to see why. I'm trying to look at something, right, through trial and error and trying to figure out, can we make a better mousetrap? And then you do that in marketing research with other people, comrades and stuff. What do they call that when you collaborate? Collaborate?
Networking?
Research group.
Market research group. So Maple Lanes, right? So we got Ann on the phone. You there?
Yes.
Ask Ann a question about perfume. Put you on the spot there.
What's your best seller?
Not you.
We have several best sellers. Of course, Versace is very popular. We have very good prices on the Prada line. We sell best what we offer the best discounts on. We also do special order for people that do prefer to shop with us locally. So we'll do special order. We carry Creed. We do carry Tom Ford. We do special order for that.
So you're ready, Ann. You didn't think you could do the radio, and we can't shut you up.
Well, thanks a lot.
I'm just saying, you are a natural.
You think? Okay, well, I'm sorry I got interrupted a few times.
No, that's okay. You're running a business. You gotta do it. That's fine.
As I'm speaking to you, because we also offer gift wrapping.
No, because I've been looking at your ad, right? And I've been trying to figure out how can I make it better. So do I want to look at a bunch of bottles, or do on above the bottles, do I want to say Prada?
Yeah, I think of the name brands listed is a good idea as well.
Okay. See, that's just it, too. What do you do? Can I ask you something, Megan? You're at the Maple Lanes. You there?
Correct, yep.
What do you do? Like, just see how we're doing this, me and Ann, on the radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do is if a client gives me an idea, and let's just say with my expertise, I disagree with it, right? But yet they're still the client. What do I do?
As a professional, you would just give your best advice, but end of the day, it's up to the client, right?
It's up to the client because they're paying the bill. Like, and you're the boss. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I really believe Ann is the most knowledgeable person that I've ever talked to about perfume.
Well, we also gain knowledge from customers as well.
Right.
If their information, yes.
Now, Ann, tell us, ask my friend Megan there at Maple Lanes a question about bowling. I think I might have a new co-host in Ann.
Where is Maple Lanes located?
So Maple Lanes is located on US 19, right next to the Countryside Mall.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're up in the northern area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Have you ever seen our shop here on Park Boulevard?
On Park Boulevard, I don't think so.
The perfume shop on Park Boulevard, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, yes, I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah. So this has been here since 1993.
Yep, you're on the plaza. If you're coming from my way, you're on the left-hand side.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'll tell you, you go by there, and I'll give you a free gift. Or would you rather have free Gucci perfume?
I would rather have some staples for your lips.
Who agrees with that? Megan, you agree with that?
As long as we decide on what the best verbiage is.
Start with Scotch tape.
That's it.
You know, Anne's from New York.
Oh, is that right? Anne, where are you from in New York?
Long Island.
So am I. I'm from Levittown, New York, Nassau County.
No way.
Where are you from?
West Hempstead.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's where we have our connection, Anne.
I heard your accent.
Yeah, and you know what, Anne? You really are a natural on the radio.
Okay. I said a little prayer.
Well, that's good. You know, that's really good.
Because my voice was getting scratchy before. I drank some water, and then I kept... I apologize about the distractions, but...
No, that's the deal, man.
What keep our doors open here.
That's right. You got to take care of the customers, customer satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to send you by there, Megan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really am. I'm going to up it to a $20 gift certificate. I'm going to have Tammy drop off $20, right? You drop it off to them. And you're going to get a gift at the perfume shop. It's on 6195 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. And the bottom line is you don't got to pay retail prices. Could I say this? Because it was on a TV commercial. Can you say 90% off retail if they come to your perfume shop?
It would only be on certain product.
It would be. So you could say...
Up to. It's usually up to... I'll be realistic. In today's economy and world thing, it could be up 50 to 75% off. It starts anywhere from 20% is usually on the high end, on your Gucci product.
Right. So then what you would do is you would take out where it says saving, that makes sense, and you would take that out. And then you know why? Because savings, what is savings? What's your definition? It's like saying go down the road a bit. I say go down the road a bit. What does that mean to you, Tammy?
I don't know. It's different to everyone.
Go down the road a bit more?
Yeah, like say if I said to you, Megan, we're just down the road a bit. What does a bit mean to you?
5 to 10 mile radius.
What does it mean to you?
Probably 2 or 3 miles.
What does it mean to you?
2 or 3 miles.
What does it mean to you, Mike?
About 2 or 3 miles.
So we had 5 to 10. What does it mean to you, Bobby?
2 or 3 miles.
To me, down the road a bit means 20 miles. Okay?
Yes, because you're always out here. But anyways, like Megan, Megan, what is your favorite perfume?
Wait a second. I want to make a point first.
I'm going to use that during the traffic report. Okay. I'm going to say, there's another accident just down the road a little bit.
Yeah. Megan, here's my point. When you say savings,
you need to know how many traffic lights.
Right here, you need to say
yes.
Instead of saying saving, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Why not say save up to 75% off retail? Which sounds better? Saving, that makes sense.
Save up to
75% off retail.
Not you. Not just blatant 75.
But I'm making a point. Do you see how the air could have been done better? Save up to 75% off retail. Or just say save, and that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Which one is more powerful?
Save the first one, yeah. The one that's very expressive.
Right. Which one's more, Megan?
See, you lost your calling in life. You should be an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But yeah. Megan, what is your favorite perfume? What do you wear?
I've always got to have a good 3 in rotation that I most of the time mix and match. So it depends on my mood.
Oh, because they have That's everything wonderful. At the perfume shop, like everything you could think of.
Give us your favorite perfume. I'm going to go off the wall here. I'm going to make an offer to you, Megan. So give us your favorite one. Pick it.
A Flower Bomb.
Oh, is that cheap or expensive?
Very expensive.
Okay,
but
the offer
good.
Is off. I was going with an offer. No, I will pay for half a bottle. If you go there, I'll pay 50% for the bottle.
I'm so, sold.
Okay, so Ann, how much is a bottle of
Flower Bomb?
Flower Bomb.
Let's see.
She's looking.
I.
Huh?
Classic Flower Bomb. Okay, I have it in a purse size.
Okay. How much?
One's at $59.95.
$59.95?
Yeah, the three. Oh, that's
okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to pay for the whole thing. I'm thinking like two.
Large bottle.
No, let's not get greedy.
$95. I think it retails at about $165.
Yes,
how
it
much?
Does.
Mm-hmm.
You said $89?
No, on the large bottle, it's $132.95.
Okay.
Okay.
And, that size retails at about $160, $165.
And right. Then the 3.75?
3.4, correct.
3.4.
100 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? You okay with that?
Me? I'm happy with that.
Okay, that's what I want. Even if you weren't, you should say yes. Because you can tell. Can I ask you this? I'm not even going to ask. It's the same thing I said with you.
And if you like Flower Bomb, there is other fragrances that I could recommend to you as well.
Love it.
There, have you ever tried Good Girl by Carolina Herrera?
No, but it's on my list.
She has it.
I haven't had a chance to smell it yet, so I haven't been sold, but that one's been recommended to me.
How much is a bottle of that?
That we have at $95 for the large bottle, and that retails at $132.
Oh, so you really do get a big savings.
Yes,
right?
Why do you think I shop there?
Yeah. Well, that's good. So what I'm going to do is this. What's the smaller bottle version of whatever you just said?
No, if she wants the big bottle, we'll pay half, like you said.
Well, no, I don't want her to think she has to.
I'll offer a discount on it with our coupon.
All right.
Right.
I'll put one on the side.
Okay.
You would want to try it first, Megan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then another one that they were talking about earlier is Prada Candy. It might be a little bit sweeter, but they're all in that line of the Flower Bomb. So, but everybody smells things differently. So,
right.
But do stop in and see us.
And then you give her a $10 off coupon. Tammy will give you. Can you? How do we do that? Can we just give her our credit card? Do you do that?
I can do that. Yes, I trust Ann.
Yeah. So what we'll do is give her a $10 off coupon. We'll give you our credit card to pay for the bottle. And that's our gift to you, Megan, on air at the perfume.
I love it.
At the perfume shop. And then the next one we got to get is we got to do something nice for this young lady over here.
Okay.
Right? Because you're next, and yours is going to even be better than Megan's. But guys, Megan, you're not supposed to hear that.
All right, we have to take a short break. We're going to do the traffic report, and today it's going to be sponsored by Megan from Maple Lanes and Anne and her sister Mona over at the perfume shop in Pinellas Park. So we'll be right back.
Stay on.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 541 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your traffic. Your drive home today, sponsored by Maple Lane, 727-796-8100. Give them a call. Pinellas looking pretty good so far, other than a incident blocking the right-hand shoulder northbound I-275 at 375 exit. Congestion, normal spots over in Hillsboro, with a surprisingly heavy amount, I-275 before Bush Boulevard. And then up in Pasco, we're looking at the normal ramp congestions, I-75 at State Road 56 and State Road 54. So make a little extra time for that. Tonight, we're looking at a low of 74 with a stray shower possible, but most just partly cloudy skies for the most part. Current temperatures: Zephyr Hills, 90 degrees, Dade City, 90 degrees, and here in downtown Clearwater, 84 degrees with fair skies. Going back to the BCC coupon book right after this message. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations: 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard-sized vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Hey, that's kind of neat. Did you hear those words, guys? I was born to run, and I was born to dream.
The craziest boy you've ever seen.
Is that? What do you think of that, Megan?
Sounds like a classic.
Right. And Mike knows music better than anybody. Who is it?
It's Lover Boy.
Lover Boy. Right,
it's
correct.
Turn Me Loose.
Ann, you still there?
Yes.
Do you know that Steve Harvey, you know who he is, the entertainer?
Yeah.
So he did a thing, and he was in front of a school, and he got taken off stage, and all his whole presentation was, you don't need an education. But he didn't say it that way. He's like, it's important to have an education.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, more important is to have a dream.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Right? And so he's telling the whole story on how the, like almost before it was over, the principal came up and pulled him off the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think he would lie about something like that. Is it more important to have a dream or an education? And which do you think?
Well, having the dream leads to educate yourself on the dream.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
I was talking with a customer earlier who has a son that wants to do flying lessons. And then he was speaking to his daughter, and she didn't know quite what to do. And I remember at that age, there were too many things I wanted to do. So I had to focus on one at a time.
Wow. Great advice, Ann. Real quick, Mike, you there from Cricketers?
I sure am. What's up, Brian?
Do I still say your name wrong?
Mike? No.
No.
Cricketers?
Yeah.
Oh, you said it perfect.
Remember, there you go. I want to give a free meal to my friend over here. Tell him your name.
Denise.
And she does T-shirts. You need any T-shirts, Mike?
I can always look for T-shirts, yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm going to send her. She's a nice young lady. And I'm going to pay for a meal for her to go there at your restaurant.
Okay.
And you're going to love this young lady. Right? So anyhow.
Okay. Anytime, I'm here.
Yeah, and then Mike's the only one that you got to deal with, Mike.
Okay.
So, Mike, tell us, we have Maple Lanes on the line. Are you familiar with Maple Lanes Bowling?
Yes, I am.
And then we have the perfume shop. And, Mike, you're a ladies' man. Do you buy perfume for your wife?
At times, yeah.
Well, there's a lady on there where you can save up to 75% off.
Okay.
Up to, or I can just say you save money.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Not a big deal. But you can save up to 75% at the perfume shop. And what I like to do is have you do a deal with her to get some perfume for your wonderful wife. What do you think of that?
I'm all in, but where is it?
Where is it, Ann?
We are on Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. 6195 Park Boulevard. It's between 66th and 49th Street.
Okay. It's called the Perfume Shop.
Yeah.
I just wrote it down.
And what they do is you save up to 75% off of Gucci, Prada. Like, why pay? Why go to the mall and pay mall prices when you can save up to 75% at the Perfume Shop? Right, Mike?
Hey, a savings is a savings, especially nowadays.
Amen. And do you know what Publix said, Mike? They just came out with it 2 days ago, that coupons went up 36% in redemption at Publix. They just posted that out there because people are trying to save money because of inflation. So I thought, well, I could use that as a reason why people should coupon. If couponing is up 36%, that's a good reason to save money.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely
sounds
that.
A good time to open up a coupon book.
No, let's not go that far.
You're giving me ideas.
So, Mike, how long have we been doing business together?
Since 2000. What is that, 22 plus years?
22 years. That's a loyal customer, right? Because we were just talking earlier about the reason the perfume shop survives is because they have loyal customers. Right? And being loyal is important.
Well, you have to be good to your customers.
Right.
Yeah, Brian, you have to be good to your customers.
Right, I just sold a dinner at your restaurant for Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Just got Megan.
That sounds good.
Free perfume. And then I just got the perfume shop, Ann, from New York, from Long Island. Mm-hmm. I just got her an order for perfume. Is that being good to your customers?
You should run for a county commissioner or something to help in business. Small business. Yeah.
Right? Megan, what do you think?
I think it's great.
You can tell Megan. That's where I was going with that. Megan's educated, and I don't know that. But where'd you graduate from college, Megan?
USF.
You're not going to believe this. My daughter's going to USF. You know what they say when they sent the letter? Mike, you want to make $50?
Sure.
The letter came in the mail where my daughter was accepted to USF. What was the headline on the letter? $50, Mike.
Congratulations.
No. Megan, do you know?
We are happy to announce.
No. Welcome to the herd.
Yeah, go Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Yep.
Wow. So anyhow, that's pretty neat, right? She went to USF. My daughter's going there, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Mike, tell us what you do at your restaurant. Like, why? And I'll set it up this way, too. Many people have been in that location and failed, right? Because I've been doing this for 40 years in the northern Pinellas County. And then when I went to your restaurant a few weeks ago, I had to wait in line to get in, right? So why is it that you have a successful restaurant where many restaurateurs failed in that same location? Why did you have the golden Midas touch to Quickateers? And it's at Curlew and Alton and 19. What made you different?
That's a lot of confidence. Luck, hard work, being at work, not absentee. Obviously, really good food. It's worked. It's worked for, it's been a British pub here for 20 years. But, you gotta work at it. Build foundation with customers one at a time.
Right.
And then, and it also helps that a lot of people are moving here. The demographics are changing.
Right.
And we're in a decent spot, close to the causeway, Honeymoon Island. Not in the nice the plazas, but we're in a nice spot. Yeah, but whatever.
You guys throw the best St. Patrick's Day party in town.
Wow, Megan. I already know who's that, Ann or Megan? Megan, right? See that?
Yeah, there you go.
That's my girl from USF.
I'm going to pause on that for a few years, for a couple of years, but they'll be back next year. Mm-hmm. Where we take over the whole parking lot.
Wow. Yeah, because that is what a party that is, too. Yeah, green beer. Well, I don't drink, but I'm just saying
corn
to you.
Corn beef and cabbage.
Corn beef and cabbage. There's an art to cooking corn. For some reason, I remember getting corned beef and cabbage at your place, even when it wasn't. You had it on special.
Every day.
Huh?
We have it on all the time.
Yeah, but there was one day you had it on special, too. Or at least that's what the waitress told us. And we all got it anyway.
I didn't say, maybe.
Yeah, it was really unbelievable. And the thing with yours is it's great tasting. Have you ever been there, Megan, to Cricketers for food?
I sure have.
Wow. How many times?
Let's see. After the in the past 20 some years, I couldn't even count.
That many.
Well, thank you.
See that? You got a loyal customer from Maple Lanes. Unbelievable.
I'm going to have to try it there.
Wow, Ann, coming through. I tell you, my friend from New York, I tell you, if I had to pick one person that I like the most, It's not Mike from Canada. And it's not Megan from wherever you're from. You sound like you're from Florida. Where are you from, Megan?
I'm an Army brat.
Okay. I got to go with my New York girl from Long Island.
Why is that?
Because you're from my hometown.
Ah, Strong Islanders.
Strong Islanders. What do you think of that, Mike? Been kicked to the curb. You're supposed to say, you know what you're supposed to say to that? A.
So long.
Why do people in Canada to say that? A.
A.
Well, I don't, but East Coasters do. I just wish they're slang. Like the Southerners, you all.
You all, right. And I never hear that in New York, you all.
Well, no, in New York they say, you know.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
You won't hear it in Toronto.
Back in New York. And that's when they say, go back to New York.
That's it. Do you miss Canada, Mike?
In the summer.
Yeah.
I miss Toronto. Toronto's a really nice city, so.
What'd you think of this series against Toronto, the Lightning, huh? What a game, Game 7, huh?
It was. I'm happy for all the Torontonians that play for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Right.
It was good.
Is your heart still in Toronto?
No, my family is. I mean, I'm here now, so.
I get it.
Anyway, because it's hockey. And 80% of the league is still from north of the border. It's easy to cheer for the local team.
It's just amazing the run the Lightning have had over the last 3 years.
I know.
Off in Texas.
Yeah, it's amazing. Do you watch the games, Megan?
Oh, I'm a diehard Bolts fan.
Are you kidding? I got to say this to you, that me and my daughter last year went to every game. Like,
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. So we were there for the playoffs and all that.
Love it.
It was a bonding experience for my daughter and me, right? It was something. And you know what she liked the most? There was this rat that came out, like a squirrel, and he whatever he said, the crowd would reiterate, woo, woo, and then the crowd would do that. And the only reason my daughter wanted to go was to hear the rat. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And then during the game, they have the dance cam where everybody dances, the kiss cam. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And that's fun, too. It's not just the game. It's just the atmosphere of being there.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. We have Jesus on.
Anyhow, Let me just say something to Jesus. Does anybody there need mattresses? Out there. Megan, you need a mattress?
Nope.
Ann, you need a mattress?
Not right now.
Mike, do you need a mattress?
No, all of them. All of them, they like to sleep in the floor, I think. They got to get a new mattress to get a new relax.
Well, guess what Jesus does? He manufactures his own mattresses and has a beautiful plant there in Largo. And, okay, you guys want to make $50?
Where is it in Largo?
Oh, very good. 2255 Starkey Road, Largo. But you guys want to make $50? Mike?
No.
You don't want to make $50?
I already made 50. I'll make another 50.
Did you really? How'd you make 50?
Oh, no, I didn't get. I thought you were just going to give me a...
No, we'll go double or nothing right now.
Okay, let's go.
Okay?
Double
or nothing. Discount mattress is called John Joe's Discount Mattress, right? How did the name John Joe's come about?
My son.
Not you.
I'll answer.
Family thing.
I guess I'm giving you $50, right, Jose?
Yeah.
Because you knew the answer.
Okay, actually, I'll leave it a question because that answer already.
Yeah, I know that. I was giving them a question, trying to get them to think how the name John Joe's Discount Mattress came about. One is so people think of the name. It's me branding your name, John Joe's. Like, I want to say Cricketeers as much as possible. I try to say the perfume shop, and then I try to say Maple Lanes. You know, I just realized that. Megan Maple Lanes. I don't know. Is there something to resemble that there I can use? But anyhow, why should someone do business with John Joe's Discount Mattress?
That's for me?
Yes, Jose.
So what was the question?
Why should someone do business with you?
How long?
No. Why? What makes? Why should someone buy a mattress from you?
Well, because I'm first, my business is the whole family. And I don't know if you're someone in the world doesn't want to help the family. Family is first all the time. So that's one of the reasons that I'm here, trying to sell mattresses to survive with my family. Once. All the thing is, too, that I promise what I give. What I give is what I promise is what I give. I don't give nothing less than what I'm saying. I try to do best quality for people that they need. Something to get, to go sleep night and wake up relaxable.
Right.
So
right, that's beautiful.
Money for them.
Right.
Making a happy family, plus help someone to really need relax.
Wow, that's good too. Wake up. Let me go around, Mike. When you wake up, do you wake up with peace in your heart or do you wake up stressed?
Combination of both.
Megan, when you wake up, do you wake up peaceful or stressed?
Peace.
Ann, when you wake up, do you wake up peaceful or stressed?
Peaceful.
Denise, when you wake up, do you wake up peaceful or stressed?
Peaceful.
Bobby, how about you?
Peaceful.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. You guys are all good. I mean, the truth is, I wake up sometimes stressed.
All right.
Right? Just because I'm frightened sometimes when I wake up.
No,
but not
a good way to start the day.
It's not a good way to start the day.
No,
but
you need a new mattress.
No,
I need a new mattress. Mike, me and you need mattresses from John Joe's Discount Mattresses.
Yeah. There you go. Do they make a restaurant grade?
Yes, they do, buddy. Cricketeers Restaurant.
Well, Brian, thanks for having me on. And everybody else on there, good talking to y'all.
And good luck. I'll have to try Cricketeers sometime. Stop in and see us at the perfume shop.
Okay.
And then Megan from Maple Lanes.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.